Alright, it's morphin' time! Dragon Sword!
This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening to This Week in Geek, and it's morphin' time.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today's show is brought to you by the wonderful folks over at offworlddesigns.com, where if you use the promo code GEEKSRULE, you get 10% off your entire order. Trust me, check them out. They are awesome. But also, our good friends over at bigandtallmart.com, once again, using promo code GEEK10 off orders $35 or more, 10% off. You can't complain about that. And our many other sponsors. Well, guys, as you guys know, if you've been watching my Twitter and Facebook feed for probably the last couple months, you guys have known I've got this huge fandom now for pro wrestling. I think it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I've actually gone to a house show for the WWE a couple of weeks ago. And I recently found out that there are actually smaller leagues in the Southern Ontario region. And that means I can go to these things a lot more often. And these things are a little bit different than what I might see at, say, a WWE house show. Because we're in what's now called the PG era. It means it's not as extreme as it might have been, say, in the early 2000s, late 90s, etc. So I was browsing through Facebook the other day, and a friend of mine had invited me to this thing called Fringe Pro Wrestling. And these guys are based out of Hamilton. And these guys are going to be celebrating their one-year anniversary on the 25th of this month, I believe. And I wanted to find out more about them. So through the wonders of the interwebs, I managed to get a hold of Cameron Banks. And he is pretty much the head honcho over at Fringe Pro Wrestling. And without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Cameron to the show.
How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. So, Cameron, I want to know, what is the history of Fringe Pro Wrestling? Because I've just recently found out about you guys, and going through like some of your press releases and everything, it sounds like you got a pretty interesting product down there.
It's very interesting, as a matter of fact, but it hasn't always been that way. I remember I came on board here in January. I had funded the whole thing back last March. And then the owner, his name is Josh Remmelswall, he came to me and he said, I've got this idea, this is going to work. Pitched me a whole thing, and I said, okay, fine. So I lent him the money for that. It was based on a commission basis. I would take a percentage of whatever he was going to get for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he dropped the ball completely. And I went, okay. Now, we had a clause in our contract that said if he dropped the ball, that I would come in and I would move in and take over. And that's exactly what I did, because he's a useless tit. That's what it is, really.
Now, that's one thing I really like about the wrestling world, is you guys tend to tell it just like it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where every once in a while you would see Josh and he would have this bewildered look on his face and he would literally lose his shit in the back, and I would have to be the voice of reason and say, okay, well, this is the way things are going to be. Now, so I came in January, and since then, we're being looked at in a whole new light. Where before we were like one step up from backyard wrestling, it was really that bad, to the point where now we have a roster of professional people who come in and do their best to entertain the people. We've got former WWE, TNA, and ECW original Rhino. He's going to be at our next show, and he's going to be in a triple threat match against Ashley Six, who wrestles for Ring of Honor, and Psycho Mike Rollins, who's also done the gamut. It's really it's a quality show, and it's kind of fan friendly. And I say kind of fan friendly because I have a bit of a mouth on me, as you can probably tell. But
Now
it's one of those situations.
Now, when something like this comes together, like you just mentioned, you guys were once a step up from backyard wrestling. How do you build up an organization like this to attract talent like this to come to your shows and put on, well, a very entertaining show for the people?
Well, you don't when you're on Josh's budget, I'll tell you that much. He's a nice enough guy in person, but professionally, I mean, he's in a wheelchair, so I can't really hit him. I can't smack him around like I'd like to, but, you know, because that's just, you don't do that. But he had a budget of almost nothing, which means you get a lot of guys who don't show up for their gig. You got a lot of guys who, I mean, we had to scramble. Now we've got a little bit more money behind us. We have a more polished product. You're going to see that on the 25th yourself, because I'm sure you're coming.
Oh, absolutely. This would be my wife's first live wrestling show, so I'm really excited to see what actually she'll think of it. So when you start to get more money and capital to build up to attract the talent to come wrestle at your shows, what do you look for in someone to come out?
Well, we've got a new guy. He just graduated from Santino Morella School, actually. His name is the Lone Rocker, Marty Michaels. He came in January. He came up to us. He shook our hands, and he said, I'm going to do the best I can for you. And that's really what we do. That's really all we're looking for. We're looking for people who are going to step up, and they're going to give us 100% of them. And Marty, he took, God bless him, he took a frying pan to the head. And this is for our Hammer City division, which is a hardcore division. And he was, like, laid out, and I'm looking at him going, you know, poor guy. I mean, like, he wanted to give it his all, and he's going to be stretchered out of here. That's just the way the wrestling world works.
Wow. Now, since I'm fairly new to the whole kind of wrestling thing, and I'm sure some of my listeners are, well, can you explain what is the hardcore division?
The hardcore division is anything goes. There are no rules. The referee is only there to count 1, 2, 3. He really doesn't have anything else to say about the matter. There's a little bit of plunder every now and then. We get some bus stop signs. We get some stop signs. We get some license plates. We get frying pans. But we don't really want to be known for that. I mean, we have that division for people that just want to go out and wow the crowd. And let's face it, these guys are crazy. They're masochists. They love to get hurt. They love pain. They love blood. And that, you know, it's not my thing, but they love it. So this is what we do, because we have everything for the fans. We have a little bit of the WWE. We have a little bit of ECW. We have a little bit of old school. And everybody says to me, it's just, Cameron, what are you? Are you this? Are you that? And it's like, we're not one thing or another. We're everything.
So since you've been around since January, what are some of the other changes that you've been able to bring about to the organization?
Well, I've been fortunate enough. I've kind of had a silver spoon in my mouth the whole time. My entire life, I kind of grew up in the suburbs of Toronto. I've been really wealthy. And I can translate that to Fringe Pro Wrestling. We wrestle in a church right now. And the reason why we wrestle in a church right now is because up until January, this was the best we could do. And I'm planning to go into bigger places. I want to go to the convention center in Hamilton and bigger venues. But we need to get a little bit more of a following. Now, the following comes as they see these shows, they see the fit and the finish and the polish, and they say, hey, you know, this Cameron Banks guy can't be too bad because we're doing way better off. And that's just kind of the way it is. But I have one problem, and it's our champion.
Go into a little bit of detail. Really?
I do not like this guy. I mean, he's a bit cocky. He's a fan favorite. Everybody loves him, and he makes me a lot of money. God bless him. But you know what? The last show, he was injured. He had a broken wing, and he had a separated shoulder injury. And he came up, and he said to the fans, I'm sorry, I can't work. And this is where we've got that little asterisk. Every poster's got that little small little thing at the bottom that says, card subject to change. And it's always been one of those situations where it's at the bottom in small lettering, and everybody ignores it because it really doesn't happen. I mean, it's a legal loophole, but it's one that we had to use. And I'm sure Carter told a couple of his friends and family that he couldn't go that day. And as a result, we lost money from people that didn't come to see Carter. And I was embarrassed. I had egg on my face because I'm advertising Carter Mason because he's our marquee player. And then people show up and he's like, I can't wrestle. I'm sorry. Well, that's embarrassing to me. So Carter Mason, if you're listening to this, I'm putting you on notice. The last two times you've been laid out at the end of the show, it's going to continue. Be prepared.
You know, that actually reminds me, once again, to speak about the card subject to change, the first time I went to my first show a couple weekends ago in Toronto, they were supposed to have Daniel Bryan there from the WWE. Unfortunately, his father had just passed. So they actually came out and announced, by the way, he's not here, guys. If you want a refund, you have 20 minutes to go do so. And I was surprised people would actually do that, because I figure it's one thing to come and see your like favorite superstar, but you're seeing guys who put their bodies on the line every night for your entertainment anyway.
It's a shame about Daniel Bryan, because he got married. He married Brie Bella. He was on his honeymoon. He found out that his father passed when he got home from his honeymoon. That's got to be a blow. And unfortunately, I'm a big fan of Daniel Bryan's. I think that whole yes movement is something that everybody's going to see. Last Saturday, I saw Pittsburgh Pirates, Toronto Blue Jays game on TV, and there was somebody in the benches doing yes, yes, yes. It was great. So that can't do anything but help the wrestling business as a whole. But there are other superstars. And you know what? Part of my punishment for Carter is he's got to go up against three people in an elimination match on Sunday, May 25th at Stony Creek United Church. He's got to go up against Hacker Scotty O'Shea, who he used as a substitute for the last show on the condition that he promised him a title match. He's got to go against Reckless Ryan Swift, who won a fan ballot to be the number one contender. So he's got to be thrown in the mix. And just last night, Fringe Pro Wrestling got hit with a lawsuit. Sorry, I'm reading here. From Shane Staber, who says he's going to sue us if he doesn't get his title shot that he was due at the last show. So we're throwing him into the mix. So Carter has three opponents in an elimination style match that he has to get. All three of them have to be pinned in order for him to retain his title.
Holy shit, that sounds intense. I'm actually really hyped for that now.
It's not bad. Yeah, no, it's a great match. It's exciting. It should take a lot out of Carter, which is good for me. We also have a three-team title match for our tag team title. So Reese Greenaway and Dan Meghan, who don't get along. They're only bonded by gold. That's it. And they're versus the Dynasty, the Asian Nightmare, Quan Chang, and the model, Tommy Powers. And they're going against a pair of tag team that we're picking, actually. I pick one side, and Josh, who's the acting president for other legal reasons, he's picking the other partner. So I picked Warmack, who's a gold chipper. Wait till you see this guy. He is built like a brick shithouse. And the mystery partner is Josh's choosing, and he's chosen not to divulge who that is until Sunday, May 25th.
Now, let me ask you this, Cameron. Things are changing, I think, in specifically the world of entertainment. And I find now that wrestling is getting a lot more respect than what it kind of used to. Now, because you're involved in the business, I would love to get an insider's opinion on why you think that is, because I was a fan back in the 80s when we had Macho Man and Hulk Hogan and all that, and I fell out for a really long time, and I've only come back since January, and it seems like I'm not the only one doing it.
Right. Well, a lot of people got tired in the 80s and the early 90s of having, they had Duke the Dumpster Drosy, who was a trash man, and they had T.L. Hopper, who was a plumber. It seemed everybody had to have a gimmick. Everybody had to be doing something else with their day and then just wrestling as a hobby. I don't want people who wrestle as a hobby. The guys that I have on my roster are the ones who are looking to make this a profession. And if you're not looking to get to the main events of World Wrestling Entertainment, then I'm sorry, you have no business in my company. So we've got a couple of people who have worked in this area, who have worked for Fringe, who have gone on to great things. So Ashley Six and Psycho Mike had a tryout on SmackDown. Ashley Six has been a Ring of Honor mainstay right up until he got cancer 18 months ago. He took some time off, and he was battling cancer, and he's back. So this is his first match back so with us, and that's incredible. We have guys that are just battling. They want to get up, and it's that kind of thing that is making people respect the business more. They're seeing a level of professionalism like never before, and that's why they're coming back. Now, for us, I get a lot of people that are surprised that we wrestle in a church. It's like one of those things where you come for the peace and you stay for the violence.
That needs to be on like a poster. but yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see all these new people get into it. And as myself, as a new fan, finding out that there's a local outlet for something like this is utterly fantastic, and I'm really excited to see what you guys will be offering us on May 25th, and that's at the Stony Creek United Church in Hamilton, right?
Yes, and it's the bell time is 5 p.m. The doors open at 4:30. Tickets are on sale now. I would suggest that they go to our Facebook page to find out where they can purchase tickets. Other than that, you can get them at the door. But they're $12 in advance and $20 at the door, so it's crazy to get them at the door.
Well, I'll definitely be doing my best to make sure people come out to see this. Cameron, I got to thank you for your time to speak with us today here on This Week in Geek.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Well, guys, that was my interview with Cameron Banks, the head honcho over at Fringe Pro Wrestling. That fatal four-way sounds really friggin' cool. The fact that the guy has to pin everybody else to retain everything, that is a reason for me to go alone. So if you want to find out more information, you can go to fringeprowrestling.com and check out all sorts of interesting things over there and find out when their shows are. But make sure you show up to this year one. That's May 25th at 4:30. That's when the doors open. Bell starts at 5. And anything else, guys, like I said, check out their social media. They're on Facebook. They're on YouTube. I'll make sure to post links to everything in the episode description below. Well, guys, until next time, I'll probably catch you guys again on Friday for the Nerd News Network. Until then, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you again next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with a shat.
okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear... somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember...
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.